If it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was.
It was a hard cold.
Sometimes if you had a meal, you might say to your mother, Ma, that's good.
That's delicious.
And sometimes to sort of emphasize that it was good, you might say, that was blank good.
That was very good, and we enjoyed it very much.
Would you ever hear somebody say something if they're they politely resent something? They might say, "Why the blank? Why the
why they resent it?"
Or would you ever hear anyone say, "Why the idea of that?" Or "Why the idea?" They might, you know, exclaiming a little resentment, they might say,
uh-huh.
"Why the idea?"
Well, that's right. But they tell you something and you say, "Why the idea?"
Would you use that very much? Would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
If a friend says good morning, what might you ask him in return? Friend might say good morning, you might say.
According who it is, you would say good morning.
What might you say to different kinds of people? If you met a preacher in the morning, you might say.
Good morning, Father.
And you might say, would you say something about the weather or something?
We have nice weather today, or it's raining today.
If you have enjoyed a visit, you might say, please come.
Come. Please come get me. I would like to come home.
When somebody's leaving after a visit, you might tell them
that you had a very nice time.
And I hope you'll
invite me again.
What would you say to somebody when you met them around Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
And on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Sometimes, by way of appreciation, you might say, You might say, thank you very much, I'm much
obliged.
If you're not sure whether you have time or not, you might say, I'll have time.
I will do it if I have time.
Might have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
If you made a purchase, the storekeeper might put it in a piece of paper and maybe he would
tie it.
And sometimes, well, he'd just take the piece of paper and get up.
And paste it.
And around Christmas time, you might have a lot of presents for people to give them. And before you would put them under the tree, you would have to
wrap them in Christmas paper.
And on Christmas morning, everyone would
get up early.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole family generally go in at one time to see the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. And then everyone would
look at their gifts.
And if all the gifts were covered in paper, they would have to
unwrap them. And save the bows off them.
And put them in a closet. When it's time to pay the bill, you might say the bill is
due.
If you belong to a club, you have to pay the
dues.